This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
I'd guess the frozen foods aisle isn't often a place frequented by foodies, but the makers of Hot Pockets are trying to make their frozen meat pies more appealing to today's consumers. The makeover includes slow-cooked Angus beef and buttery garlic crusts, but it's still a Hot Pocket, so how's that going to go down with the kale and quinoa crowd, Sally Herships has this one.
When was the last time you ate a Hot Pocket?
I've never eaten them, but I know them. I know the jingle. Hot Pockets.
Hot Pockets, filled with pepperoni pizza. Or
Matt Gross is editor of BonAppetit.com. Hot Pockets were a hit in the 80s for parents experimenting with a new form of fast cooking, the microwave. More recently, the brand went after a hipper crowd with pitchmen like Snoop Dogg.
Hungry kids in the crib, ma. Pocket like it's hot. Pocket like it's hot. Pocket like it's hot.
Still, the ingredients were pretty much the same until now. The brand says it's trying to adapt to changing food tastes, so it's offering new recipes like hickory ham and white meat chicken.
They've got Angus beef, but my question is it grass-fed Angus beef? Is it corn-fed?
But will the new and improved Hot Pocket appeal to the brand's core consumer?
What is the true meaning of Hot Pockets?
John Stanton teaches food marketing at St. Joseph's University in Philadelphia. He says for a brand, making changes can be very risky. 70% of new brand offerings fail because customers can get confused.
7-Up positioned itself for the longest time as the Un-Cola.
Until the brand came out with a cola and lost customers to Sprite.
What will Hot Pockets be? Well, it has good cheese. What have I been eating for 30 years? Bad cheese?
Bon Appetit's Matt Gross says he'd like to see a Fontina and Prosciutto Hot Pocket. But even with better ingredients, there still could be a lot of skepticism about a frozen meat pie. As one listener tweeted, once a Hot Pocket, always a Hot Pocket. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.